Well, see, I eat raw chocolate, and raw chocolate is very, very potent. See, when you cook the chocolate and it's been, and all the stuff's been stripped out of it, and you basically get to chemical chocolate, which is, you know, Darth Vader chocolate, which is where most of us are at with our understanding of what chocolate is and what we understand chocolate to be in front of us in a store. That kind of chocolate is very weak.
Because when I take chocolate out of the supermarket, I'm getting mood swings, headache. It's not good for me. So you say raw is really the best?
It's the best. But you don't eat that much of it. It's very strong because it's not been cooked down.
Yes.
So it's potent. So for example, geez, I mean, I maybe ate 4 or 5 cacao beans this morning, maybe, and I'm feeling it.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's good enough for me for a while, maybe all day.
And do you consider supermarket cacao as poison?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by supermarket cacao? I'm not sure what you mean.
Now, when I buy cacao in a supermarket, it's...
Can you buy cacao in supermarkets here? Like,
yes, of
in
course.
A health food store, like a Nature Mingle?
No, you can buy chocolate or cacao everywhere.
Okay.
But do you think that chocolate in the supermarket, is it
oh, you're talking about chocolate, not cacao beans.
No, now I'm talking about chocolate.
Okay, chocolate, yeah. Oh, I mean, most of what's out there is, like...
It's poison?
It's basically poison.
Poison.
Yeah.
So, it's not good to take it.
Yeah, I mean, you at least have to eat organic.
Organic right. chocolate and in raw form is better.
So it has to be at least organic and then raw form is better.
Okay.
So, but the conventional chocolate business, I don't even...
It's really unhealthy.
It's not healthy. Okay. It's like candy.
Okay.